I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's Thanksgiving Eve, which means we'll air our Thanksgiving special here on The Rough Draft Diaries. Now, last year we aired our very first Thanksgiving special with the head chef at Degage Jazz Cafe as he shared a twist on a classic Thanksgiving recipe. Now, I thought, why not make this a tradition and every year meet with a new chef and a new recipe? So that's what we're doing. I'm at Fowl and Fodder meeting with the head chef, Scott Bowman, and as I arrived, I still had no idea what he had planned to make for us.
So, you want to know what we're making?
Sure, what are we making today?
Okay, we're making, we're calling it a squash compote. It's a roasted squash with dried cranberry, sage, onions, a little sweetness from some apple cider, and a little salt and pepper. It's super simple. You can use any type of squash you want. We chose a delicata squash. It's one that not as many people are familiar with. Kind of like a butternut squash, but it has stripes on it. And I have one delicata. It's a smaller squash. So if you're using a butternut, you'd probably want to double the recipe of everything else. We're going to dice these down to about a quarter inch in size. So a really small size. That's how you're going to kind of get all those little flavors in every bite. It's going to make for a really nice finished product.
Scott is going to cut the delicata squash into little quarter inch cubes. Now the first thing you need to do is cut off the rind. The easiest way to do this is to cut off each end of the delicata squash. That way it can stand upright. Then simply take your knife down around the edge of the squash, cutting off the rind or the skin. Once you have removed the rind, you can cut the squash in half, vertical-like, so you can see the inside and get all the guts out.
So here's the interior. Looks fantastic. We're going to scoop out the flesh, scoop the seeds away from the flesh. Now you can discard those. You don't get a whole lot of flesh from these, but man, they sure taste good. So we're going to slice these a quarter inch apart.
And again, Scott is making little cubes. So he cuts them a quarter inch apart lengthwise, and then a quarter inch apart widthwise. That way you get little cubes.
Little cubes. And I just, things taste better in more surface area that's exposed. You know, and if you have the time to do it that way. If you have to cut them bigger because you're in a time crunch, but it's a good way to practice your knife skills too. So that got us about a little over a cup of squash out of there. And we're gonna make a small batch here. This is enough for, you know, three or four people. And then I'm gonna drop about a quarter cup of onions into there. So that's going to bring out kind of the savory note.
Scott is using a white onion, and again, it's cut into little quarter inch cubes. Now he's gathering these vegetables in what looks like a tin casserole dish. But Scott says you can use just a cookie sheet and it works just as well.
You have options when it comes to what kind of fat you use. Just some regular sunflower oil or canola oil will work great. We keep bacon fat around because we have it for everything, and bacon fat plays really well with like the root vegetables. So we're gonna put just about a teaspoon or so of bacon fat in here, and we're gonna toss this around. And then we're gonna salt and pepper it, a few shakes of salt and pepper just to flavor it. And we're gonna put it in the oven at 450. It's gonna cook in the oven for about 25 minutes or so. The goal at the end is to have the squash soft and tender, but you're also gonna see a little bit of browning on the bottom of it. And that's a good thing, because that's gonna add flavor to the finished product.
So while your squash, onion, and bacon fat is sitting in the oven at 450 degrees for 25 minutes, you can prepare the other half of the ingredients.
I have about a quarter cup or so of walnuts is what we're going to put in here.
Those are walnuts that have been toasted for 10 minutes. Scott swears by this for any nut that you buy at the grocery store. Toast them for 10 minutes.
I have some dried cranberries here as well. We love dried cranberries, and they play really good with squash. And then it wouldn't taste like Thanksgiving on a plate without some sage. And the easiest way to cut up these leafy herbs are to take three or four of them, put them in a nice, neat little pile, and then you roll them up like you're rolling up a piece of paper.
This is called a chiffonade cut. After rolling the leaves of sage, you cut through these little scrolls widthwise, and they make beautiful little ribbons.
But once again, you're exposing surface area. The more surface area, the better the flavor. And if you're using fresh herbs, you want to do them at the end. If you put them out in the beginning, you're going to lose all those flavors. If you're using dried herbs, add it, you know, if you have some dried sage at home, you don't have any fresh, you're in a pinch, put a little dried sage on top of that squash when you roast it. But if it's going to be fresh, add it when the dish is all done.
Now the idea is to combine what's cooking in the oven, the squash, the onions, the bacon fat, with what you just gathered in this little bowl, the walnuts, the sage, and the cranberries. There's just one more step we have to finish before combining these two mixtures.
Squash just came out of the oven. It's sizzling still, smells great. And you can see if you kind of push on one, it's tender. And then you can also start to see a little bit of color on it. And then what we're going to do is, you could do this with vinegar too, but we're going to take a little apple cider, a couple tablespoons. You can kind of hear it here. Put it in there, and we're going to put it back in the oven for one more minute just to kind of infuse that flavor in there and just to add another level of flavor to it.
So you put just a splash of apple cider or apple cider vinegar into the pan, put it back into the oven just for a minute, and then you're almost done.
All that liquid got absorbed, that apple cider. We're gonna dump this into a bowl. So we have the delicata, we have the onions. We're gonna toss in some walnuts, some dried cranberries, and then our fresh sage. Can you smell that?
It smells so good.
And there we go. It's all takes. Yep, and it's really, really tasty too. So take your squash to the next level this Thanksgiving and make something really cool for your guest.
So there you have it. That is our Thanksgiving special here on the Rough Draft Diaries. And Scott said that dish can work well as a side dish or as a garnish on top of fish, chicken, or of course, turkey. Now, if you had a little trouble following along without any visuals, don't worry, we have a video online where you can follow a step-by-step tutorial in making this squash compote. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this Thanksgiving special with Scott Bowman from Fowl and Fodder. Make sure to tune in next week to see who's next on the Rough Draft Diaries, and most importantly, have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving weekend.